Good morning. The lights are bright, so I can barely see you out there. But I know you're there. Welcome to the seventh day of God's Feast of Tabernacles. We have a new morning. It's the beginning of a new day, and it's a day when God's compassions are renewed as they are every single day, and we get to enjoy them. So let me ask you a few questions. Have you been having a great Feast of Tabernacles?
Yes.
Have you profited from this feast?
Yes.
Well, let's go a little further here. Do you look forward to the fulfillment of these days to the kingdom of God?
Yes.
Is God's way of life something wonderful to you?
Yes.
Will you enjoy eternity? Are you looking forward to living God's way of life for all eternity?
Yes.
Let's turn over to Romans 7. Romans 7, and this is something that's very important. God offers us something that is incredibly grand and glorious, and something that we don't yet have the full ability to understand. We only see that through a glass darkly now. But God tells us we can enjoy something that is just marvelous, and that is living fully the law of God. Let's look at what Paul said here in Romans 7:22. Romans 7:22 says, "For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man." And please note something. You know the trials that Paul went through. You know the beatings. You know the scourgings. You know the stonings that he went through. What tense was he using when he spoke these words? Paul wasn't using a future tense. He was using the present tense. He was already delighting in the law of God. That was his way of life. It's the way he wanted to live, the way he strived to live. He wasn't perfect, but he certainly wanted to be. So we've got the example of Paul. Let's read Romans 7:22 a little bit differently, if you don't mind. I'd like to add a word. I think it helps sometimes to look at scriptures and ask ourselves about them. So let's take this verse and reword it into a question, something we can ask ourselves. For do I delight in the law of God according to the inward man? What about that? My pages are stuck. Do we? That's worth thinking about. Do we delight in God's law? Will we enjoy living God's law today on this seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles? Because if we are to enjoy eternity, we need to enjoy living his way of life in this life now. We need to enjoy living his law. We need to do that today. And it's not just mere compliance. It's not just doing what he says, but enjoying doing what he says, being totally agreed with it, embracing it and loving it, delighting in it, walking and living in God's ways. If we don't grow to enjoy living God's ways, if we don't delight in it, then we would not be able to or even want to live in God's presence. We would certainly not be material for eternal life. And God has no desire for us to be miserable. But on the contrary, we want to live a way of life that is far better than the way of this world and the alternatives that are out there. And we want to enjoy it. And God wants us to buy into his ways, to delight in living his way, his law, forever. Not just then, but now. Let's go to Psalms 16. I'm sorry. We're going to spend the rest of the time bouncing around in Psalms here. Psalm 16. Verse 11. And what God has offered us is tremendous. He's offered us something that mankind can't offer. It's fullness of joy. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Now, how many of us have experienced fullness of joy? That's something that's rather incredible. living in God's presence, living in His way, His law for all eternity, and finding great joy in it. It's a wonderful way of life. Regardless of the circumstances that we might find ourselves in, regardless of the trials or the pains or the sorrows, you know, Christ was a man of sorrows. I'm sure Isaiah didn't enjoy getting sawn asunder. You know, Paul was stoned. There's so many things that happened to God's people. And yet, God's way of life generates fullness of joy. This is the heart of God here. He wants us to continually show us His great, wonderful, delightful way of life. He wants us to be thrilled to live His way, enjoying it forevermore. And that starts with today and now and here, where we are today. Let's go over to Psalm 37. In Psalm 37, we'll see a most wonderful thing that God wants to do for us, for you, for me, for all of us. The Psalm 37, verse 4, says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." You know, it's a choice we have. If we choose to delight ourselves in the Lord, then God even promises to give us these good and holy desires. And when do we start doing that? Again, we do it today. Now, because we're human, because we've learned the ways of this world, sometimes it takes us a while to understand what is good and what is not. Sometimes what we want is not the best thing for us. But God patiently works with us to make sure the desires of our hearts are becoming conformed to His ways. And if we're delighting in Him, then we will learn to conform our desires to His desires. And we have the opportunity to practice this now at this feast, and we want to do it in God's kingdom, in the millennium, in the judgment, and continuing on through eternity. We want to delight ourselves in the Lord. We want to desire the desires that the Lord would have for us. What do those desires need to be? Of course, they need to be lawful desires for good things. Desires to live in a way that will only result in good for all. And there's great rewards for doing this. Please turn to Psalm 17. Psalm 17, we're going to find another great promise that God gives us. If we conform ourselves, our desires, to God's desires, if we cooperate with that process, we'll find a tremendous reward because we will be happy about it. Psalm 17, verse 15. "As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness." Do we see what God, or sorry, well, it is what God says. Do we see what David says here? We will be living a way of life then that we're learning to live now, and we will be totally satisfied with the results of that decision. And we'll see that that way of life is marvelous. You know, we see this also, you don't have to turn there, but in Psalm 36, verse 8, let me just read this to you, what David said, "They shall be abundantly satisfied," not just satisfied, abundantly, "with the fatness of your house, and you shall make them drink of the rivers of your pleasures." Now, while we're in the flesh, we tend to see things often, we look at enjoyment in physical things, you know, food, clothing, shelter, cars. There's a beautiful old, I think it was a Chevy that was sitting out in the parking lot across from where we were trying to get in to eat last night. And I looked at that and I said, "I got to go see this thing." It was I'm guessing about a 57 or something, but it was beautiful sitting there. God enjoys all the physical things. He created this universe for His pleasure. And yet, He sees things totally different. As a spirit being, God and the Word didn't need food, or for that matter, apparently, anything. There was a time before time when all this matter did not exist, and God and the Word were okay with that. Of course, if they wanted something, they could create that just by just speaking the Word, by fiat. But there is one thing that they did not have, that they wanted, and that was anyone like themselves to share life with. And that's what they wanted. They wanted beings just like themselves to share eternity with. Beings that love their way of life. The way of give, the way of love, first to God and then to man. And that's what our little lives are all about. Our 70 or 80 years or whatever they are. It's to learn that way of life, to love it, to commit to it for all eternity, and to learn to resist and reject any contrary thoughts that might arrive. If this describes us, if this describes the way we live, if we delight in God's ways, I'm going to use a line that a politician once used, so I'm going to twist it. If this verse describes what is our earnest desire, what we want, what we live for, then God will be delighted to give it to us. If you want this way of life, you can have it. He'd be just thrilled to give it to us eternally. If we really want it, we can know that He will give it to us. So what can we do today that will help us to ensure we will live eternally and enjoy it? Today, let's delight in the law of God. Enjoy His laws, enjoy His ways, put Him to work today in our life. Let's check ourselves. Are we choosing to delight in His ways? If we haven't, we're still alive. We still draw breath. We have time to change. So if we need to work on things, let's adjust and let's correct our course. And let's rejoice in His way of life and put God's Spirit to work in ourselves this day, today. And let's look for the path of life that God is showing us. And let's stay in His presence and enjoy these pleasures that He wants us to enjoy. And know that when this is all said and done, we will be satisfied, delighted even with what God is going to make us into. If we enjoy the way of eternity today, we will enjoy eternity.